ערב טוב. Some soul sheets are given out now. And I've chosen to speak about Edom. Why did I choose to speak about Edom? Because I was very, very privileged to learn together with Josh throughout the years Nevi'im Achronim. Now, if one doesn't know Hebrew, so it doesn't really make any difference whether you read Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim. But if one doesn't understand Ivrit, so you see that really the words of the Nevi'im Achronim are, let's put it as challenging. But you can see that it's also loads of fun, okay? When you have to figure out the meaning behind the words and to look at the overall context, it can be even a very special experience. And learning together with Josh, if you can imagine, you can see that you go through each and every pasuk and try to figure out what it means, but also look in the very way that the Nevi'im use certain words and the dikduk and all these things. So for me, it is such a pleasure. I used to learn years ago Hosea, Yoel, Amos, and I happened to meet Josh last year, and he said, "Josh, how are you?" And it was just after they had a baby. So we were so pleased, and we said, "Let's straight away start to learn together." So what's where we're up to? Ovadia. Okay? So we start Ovadia, and it's a very short, very, very, very short sefer. So we have Ovadia, and if I say Ovadia, you know that I refer to Perek Aleph and not to any other Perek in Ovadia. So we started to learn Ovadia, and we managed, we were on the pavement next to Broughton Jewish. We said, let's get in. We got to one of the rooms, we sat down together, and we started to learn. And we learned up till Pasuk Tet. And as I said, you know, trying to figure out what it means, each pasuk individually, each word to compare it, and it's so much joy to learn together with Josh all these things. Any word that you can think of, it's so interesting. And we are trying to look at the overall picture. But unfortunately, as from pasuk Yud onwards, I was studying with Josh, but it was down there in the hospital when I came. And sometimes we sang together and sometimes we learned together. And at that stage, I was reading and trying to explain and figuring out. And you can see the grip of mind that you can't really share all these deep meanings of each and every word. That it was always such a pleasure to share and to figure out together with Josh. But we were learning together בחברותה. Slightly different, but yet learning בחברותה. And as from Pasuk Yud onwards, we see that Ovadiah shifts from like one state of mind and main focus to another one. So I did put the whole Sefer here. Before us, but we are not going to read it all inside. But Ovadia gives, as we see in Pasuk Aleph, Chazon Ovadia. Okay, so we are biased; we know what's going on basically. But let's say that we are not. Okay, and it's very interesting, and I can give it to you for homework. Okay, go home and ask your learned children or something like people that understand something in Limud Torah, but yet didn't learn Ovadia. Okay, right. We have a very unique sefer. A sefer that has just one perek. Very interesting. Wow, really? In Bereshit we have... Okay, never mind that it's actually shtuyot what we are talking now because it's the Christian division, so I am not interested in. But yet, even simply to the Jewish division, Ovadia, it's one perek, okay? One big parasha. And in Bereshit, we have many, and in Shmot, and in Yoshua, and Shoftim, and in Yoel, and in Yonah. And when it comes to Ovadia, and okay, remember for homework, okay, so you go and ask at home, what do you think would be the message that Ovadia would address? And it makes it much more interesting because we are talking about one single parak. If I have Chavakuk, and I have, okay, and you have two, and you have three, so you say, okay, we have three, so let's say, you know, there is a joke in Israel that you say in the army, everything is divided into three, okay? So this is the way that they hold it. So if I have three, I can already start, like, differently, when we have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, okay? Chochmah, Bina, Adat. But when you have one perek, what on earth are you going to speak about? Okay? So for homework, you try it and you ask, what would be the message? But let's try to do it here. What would Ovadia speak about?
Emunah.
Like Chavakuk in some way, you know, try to address. We don't understand what Chavakuk says. I don't understand. Okay? But it's surely something very, very deep. But when you start reading Ovadia, Komar Hashem Elokim. Le'edom. Okay, we are going to speak about Edom. Is it important to speak about Edom? Yeah, sure, it's important. But one already asks, why should we, it could have been, Komar Hashem Elokim. Le'moav. Or Le'mitzrayim. Or Le'bavel. And you know, nothing, not trying to offend Edom in any way, but Mitzrayim, Bavel, some of the goyim that we are very related to, whether it's on the good side or the bad side. Let's talk about it. But Ovadia focuses on Edom. And moreover, if we look at that, I say, all I want to say, Im ganavim ba'ulach, im shodedei laila, ech nidmeta, I'm familiar with these words. I'm familiar with these psukim. These psukim are already addressed slightly differently by Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu says, uses the same terms and addressing Edom. So what's going on here? So we have Ovadia giving about a nevuah about Edom, okay, and then starts talking about various issues which are very, very important. But first of all, so now it's even worse because the only single parak that we have by Ovadia, we see that Yirmiyahu addresses the same messages basically. But as I said, that was the stage, the first stage of the Sefer. But in this short Sefer, we have a second stage that shifts, as we said right at the beginning. When we look at Pasuk Yud, we see that Ovadia Hanavi speaks about a certain emphasis. Let's read it together. Mechamas achicha Yaakov techasecha vusha venichrata leolam. You're going to be cut off, but it's about you, shame on you, because you dealt with Yaakov, right? This is what he says. You agree? No, it doesn't say that. He says, achicha Yaakov. That's different. We are not talking anymore about any conflict between any of the goyim and Am Yisrael. Right, we are not talking now about something within the family. It's between brothers. Mechamas achicha Yaakov. Biyom omdecha, we'll get back to Pasuk Yudalef later on, okay, reflected by David HaMelech in Tehilim, but let's move to Pasuk Yudbet. Ve'al tere biyom achicha, biyom nochro, ve'al tismach lebnei Yehuda biyom ovdam, ve'al tagir chpira biyom tzara. Don't stand by or don't even try to get involved with anything that tried to attack us. It's not us, it's your brother. What's wrong with you? So Ovadia preaches and speaks to Edom in that very context of Edom being an ach. And this is a different story. And we'll try to figure out together what would be the message that we can take here from Sefer Ovadia? Because as we see, Ovadia does indeed address, like Yirmiyahu did, generally thinking about Edom being a nation that are not getting well with us, But as from Pasuk Yud, we are talking about some tension between brothers. And this is not Ovadia's startup to relate to the relationship between Esav and Yaakov as brothers. And I'm not talking, obviously, we'll see it later on in a Bereshit Cafe, but already a reflection of what we know the story, because we know that Yaakov and Esav are brothers, okay? But when we look at Parashat Chukat, במדבר כ"ד, the first thought here, וישלח משה מלאכים מקדש אל מלך אדום, כה אמר ישראל. אחיך ישראל. So important to mention. כה אמר אחיך ישראל. In ספר דברים, משה's word, ואת העם צו לאמור, אתם עוברים בגבול אחיכם בני עשיו. And then it says later on, four פסוקים later on, ונעבור מאת אחינו בני עשיו. Now we know that בני עשיו are אחינו. I've done it already. I learned Bereshit. I know Yaakov, Esav, brothers. Why the Torah mentions in Bamidbar and then Moshe reflects twice in the same story. We say in Pasuk Daled and four Pasukim later, V'navor met Achinu b'nei Esav. And to just to make it even sharper and clearer, let's read Pasuk Ched, V'navor met Achinu b'nei Esav. הישבים בסעיר, מדרך הרבה לצאת ולצאת, ונעבור מדברך מדבר מואב. Again, the פסוק there, the פסוקים there, in דברים, משה differentiates clearly, and משה says, אדום, אסב, it's אחינו. מואב, it's also a גנץ המשפוך, some way, okay? But it doesn't mention about Moab. We don't have such a relationship. Moab is not anymore, not related to us, as far as Moshe is concerned in that context. But about Esav, it is mentioned and emphasized clearly. Achinu. What, as we start now, what can we learn from? What would engage us when we start to figure out what does this emphasis? I mean, we know it's a fact, we are brothers, but what comes to our mind and feelings when we get and we see this emphasis about us being brothers with a Esav? What do you say? Pardon? So, okay. In other words,
which the Rashi says there, you know, when he's being friendly.
We'll see it later on. But what, no, but okay, we relate to Parshat Vayishlach, obviously. We'll quote all the psukim that relate to this tension and kesher between Yaakov and Esav. But what, before we even get any deeper, what simply does it mean for us? What does it mean that we are brothers? Pardon?
Wasn't he descended from
Esau? Who is this? Okay, right, okay. And if so, we'll see it later on. We are going to conclude, okay? The very last source from Sanhedrin would be about one of the opinions, okay? That Ovadiah is actually Edomite, okay? Edomi. But what does it mean?
We have to have a relationship.
What does it mean? Relationship. What does it mean?
We're inseparable. There's always a connection.
Right. So the Hatzileini Na, or if Ovadiah would get converted, we are not talking about any of the Goyim that would get converted, which is a separate issue that we respect very much. There is something here that it's there. I mean, you can't help it. We can't ignore it. And there are few aspects, ramifications of us being tied strongly with the Esav, whether we like it or we don't. But this tension, it's not just different position. Let's take, for example, another member of family, okay, of us, very, very, Knaan. The Knaanites, okay? At the end of the day, we are all, okay, Betzelem Elokim, we are all the descendants of Adam and Chava. But Knaan, the son of Ham, is an Eved. Is Esav Eved? Is a Esav an Eved as well? Let's see. And Yalkut Shimon, alternatively, we can look at Maseret Megillah. Ulo'om ilo'om yehemad, the well-known Chazal. Keisari v'Yerushalayim. Keisari v'Yerushalayim. Im yomar lecha, we are holding here, right? Im yomar lecha, Adam, charvu shteyn al tamin, nityashvu shteyn al tamin. These two entities are not just random ones. By definition, this tension must be placed in a certain position where either Yerushalayim is here, so it means that Esav, Kesaria, Esav is here, or Nebuch, it would be other way around. But we will never be going along together. There is always a be an intention, okay? And it says, "Shenemar amalaa charva." Chizkel says, "Imalaa zo charva zo." There is a very special situation where we stand for something, and our brother Asav stands for something else. It doesn't answer my question just from 2 minutes ago. What does it mean, this tension, and what does it mean, this brotherhood? But I say already that it's either us, it's either Yerushalayim or it's Caesarea. So today, you know, Shweki fancies it and everyone wants to have a show in Caesarea. Very nice, I've been there first time 2 weeks, 2 years ago with my kids, very nice place, okay? But we know what Caesarea stands for. Okay, I'm not going there today. Oh, it's so nice to see all this area. Caesarea brings a very clear message to the world. Good for them, bad for us. Yerushalayim, Caesarea. You can't get them together. In the world of the Torah, still in Toldot, before we get to Vayishlach, we'll be soon in Vayishlach. The bracha that Yitzchak gives to basically Esav, Lemaisa it's Yaakov, is Ya'avducha Amim, Ve'ishtachavu Lecha Le'umim, Eve Gevir Le'achecha, Ve'ishtachavu Lecha B'neimecha. Later on to Esav, now it's clearly Esav, and Yitzchak says, Ve'al b'char b'cha t'chyev et achicha ta'avod, is Esav an Eved. It's not like Knaan. Knaan, it's an Eved. It's a very fixed position. For Esav, ve'et achicha ta'avod, or, I don't want to say it. Or if it's either you're not an Eved for your brother, but you would walk. I can't translate it. Okay. Let's leave it as Ta'avod. We'll try to figure out what does it mean, Ta'avod. But it's either that you are Ta'avod to your brother, or
the opposite.
Or other around.
Yeah.
So it's one of. It's either Yerushalayim or Caesarea. And it goes like that. If Yerushalayim is there, so Caesarea will ya'avod for Yerushalayim. Not serve Yerushalayim just simply, okay, as an Eved. Ya'avod, whatever, we'll try to figure out. Okay, or Chas v'Shalom, that Yerushalayim will ya'avod for Caesarea. So this is a situation. This is a situation. So we have this stage where we have this tension, and this is a very sensitive and deep kesher. We can't separate. We can't say, you know what? I'm not interested anymore. I don't want to be your brother. I hate you. You hate me. Off I go. No, it won't help. It's always there. Yerushalayim, Caesarea, and we will never get apart. Now, the relationship that we'll have will be either this way or that way, but we have a certain kesher. Now, that leads us with a deeper understanding to the well-known midrash. Vayishlach Yaakov, pasuk says, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim Esav achiv. Esav achiv. Yeah, we know that Esav achiv. Thank you. But the Torah says Esav achiv. Yaakov sends malachim to his brother Esav. I skip now what does it mean Arza Seir and Sdeh Edom. I doubt if we have time because it's 45 minutes, so it's less actually 43 to be all together. So I don't know if we'll get to manage to speak about Esav and Seir, because Seir and Edom. I'm talking about Esav, and sometimes I may mention Edom or Seir, but it's a whole separate issue. Not separate, it's all people that we can look at if we have time. But let's keep it now. Anyway, Yaakov is sending Malachim, and then we know that, and okay, the whole delegation, etc. And then we have the Malach, but then we have the actual meeting. And here it comes. Vayarotz Esav likrato vayechabekehu. Vayipol al tzavarav vayishakehu vayivku. Now I want to emphasize, as I said, we are biased. I believe that everyone here, when we read this pasuk, we know already Chazal. So this is the case where we sit and we read, let's say, you know, on Shabbat table, we read, you know, okay, so okay, kids, everyone listen. And then Esav just approached Yaakov, and then we start stuttering because we can't translate, because, you know, we know to translate it, but we know Chazal. So what should we say? And then kids, right, so, no, but we know that Chazal... I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the two opinions, whether it can be just that, as we see, let's say Rashi brings Chazal, ויחבקהו, נתגלגלו החמיו כשראו משתחווה כל השתחוות עליו. באמת, genuinely, at that very point, now I know other key issues, but basically, here, we are looking now, at that very point, Esav genuinely hugged Yaakov, meaning he went all on well with him. Okay. Or Vayishakehu Nakud Alav. We know Nakud Alav, like the other Nakud that we know to figure out. V'yesh Cholkim Hadavar Hazeh. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Halacha. He on such a strong terminology. He Halacha. He Beyadua She'esav Sone LeYaakov. Ela She'nichmeru Rachama Bota Shavu Nshako Bekol Yibo. But again, either that we put it this way, but I don't want to focus now on these two options. I'm trying to figure out what does it mean, not do we get on well together or not. Can it be that if my brother hates me, he can sometimes feel at the end of the day, you know, we're all together in the same room in that case, right? That means. So, what does it mean that they may have that type of kesher? And maybe these two opinions can go together. I don't know. I don't want to judge, how do you say in Hebrew, to be machria and to say, this is the right shita or this is the right shita. We hold what Chazal tell us here, that we should feel this complexity. We have either neshako b'chol yibo or not. This is such a complicated situation, but the meaning is, as we can see, the meaning is that we are deeply and strongly engaged with our brother, and there is a meaning for this kesher that we have. Let's start from Ramban, and then we'll get back to the Midrash. Ramban says something very... Ramban, back on the Pasuk that we said before, Ramban reads together with us, he reads Dvarim Perek Bet. Atem Ovrim Begvul Achechem Bnei Esav. Ramban finds this place in appropriate to speak about why would it mean Achechem Bnei Esav. Says Ramban, Sheichus Israel, I'm reading now over here, okay, Ramban, down here on the right-hand side, שייחוס ישראל מן אברהם וכל זרעו אחים. Now, as for when we speak about the descendants of Yitzchak, it's the both children of Yitzchak. Now, this is not what Ramban says. Ramban says Avraham. But if we look deeply, what's the difference really between Ishmael and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav? The mother, okay? Ishmael has a very interesting yichus. He's the son of Hagar. He's the son of Avraham. He's the son of Hagar. Yaakov and Esav, Behemet, they were in the same room. Yaakov Esav.
Yeah.
From Yitzchak and Rivka. Says Ramban, Ki kulam hem nimolim. So, if we refer to the sons of Avraham in terms of Brit Mila, the Ishmaelites have Brit Mila as we do. But if we relate further on, he says, when we relate to Edom Esav, לא תתאב אדומי כי הכיח הוא, רק בני הפילגשים, ישמעאל ומדיין וכל בני כתורה אינם באחווה. He says, although in terms of ברית מילה, we have us and ישמעאל on the same side, but when it comes to אחווה, the real קשר of brothers, so you have ישמעאל, all the pilagshim, nektura, they are all on one side, and on the other side we are left with us, the descendants of Yaakov, which means both Yaakov and Esav. We have achva, says Ramban. Now again, this achva, it's not just the feeling, it's not just the affection. This achva has a very strong meaning, very strong meaning. What is the meaning of this achva? Let's try to speak about it in the light of what I'm thinking to learn with Josh, this concept. But beforehand, I want to pause now and to say that mostly what we have done, beside the first 2-3 minutes, that we did mention that the Sefer starts with Adam. And we said then that since Pasuk Yud, it speaks about our brother Esav. Let's emphasize again. When we get back to the first 9 Pesukim, we speak, let's see together the following source here, down there at the bottom, Yirmiyahu. I start now not from Memtet, where we will find these very Pesukim, very similar Pesukim. Yirmiyahu, at that stage in Perek Memvav, Asher haya davar Hashem el Yirmiyahu hanavi al hagoyim. Yirmiyahu starts now very, very mesudar, one after the other, and the order is Mitzrayim, Bavel is mentioned, Plishtim, Moab, Ammon, Edom, you name it. And when you come to talk about Edom, the same geshefts that we see about the other goyim, let's not compare. Each, you know, nation, they have their own inyonim. Okay? So, and indeed, Yirmiyahu says, Rabbi Isai, I mean, you've done so and so and so. Hashem takes it into account. Hashem counts that. And let's see what would happen. Okay? So, when we refer to Mitzrayim, Mach Melacha Shefela, etc. Yirmiyahu says similar things. This is as far as the goyim is concerned. But as we said, now let's get back to the second part of the Sefer, when we speak about Esav, so Ovadia does refer, like Yirmiyahu did, to this aspect of Esav being funny towards, so to speak, Hashem. So they have to deal with Hashem, like Edom, or Bavel, or okay, whatever. But the other aspect addresses us with another level. It's a different dimension. Esav, listen, besides you being funny with Hashem, let's talk about it differently, you have a special kesher with your brother. And you treat your brother in a very special way, which you remember that we asked right at the beginning, what does it mean for us that we are talking about our brother? So let's take, as we mentioned before, we hinted, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, we know it because it's a well-known parrot that we usually quote, Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom at Yom Yerushalayim, Omrim Aru Aru Ad HaYesod Ba. Now what did they do? What did they do, the Edomites? What did they do? You know, sometimes there is a mess around, some kids come along and they stand and they get excited about what they are not involved, okay? Some people are doing some stuff and they are standing aside and they are not. So the Edomites were there and whereas other nations were banging and fighting against Am Israel, what did Edom do? They will say, yay, beat them, okay? Aru, aru, they thought bad. They didn't do anything. But they were there. Now, whenever I fight, as if it happens to me every year or so, okay? But whenever I fight with someone, there would be gangs around that would be there to scream, to shout, okay? But if I have some issues with some other people, and my brother is standing there, aside, and he's not getting involved, and not that he's not standing in my side, he's even encouraging
the other side.
Now, it's not about me being offended now. It's like, how could you do it? As David says, Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom et Yom Yerushalayim, we say it in Slichot as well. Zechor Hashem Livnei Edom et Yom Yerushalayim. Does it ring any bell? Edom, how can we name Edom? Caesarea. It's either Caesarea and Yerushalayim. It's not just about now ruining Yerushalayim. We are in the 9 days now. We're talking about Churban. It's not just about the Churban. You, the Edomites, what your thinking was about Yom Yerushalayim, you were trying to oppose this concept. You stood for Caesarea, okay? This is what you were standing for. And we speak about Yerushalayim. Now, Yerushalayim, it's Yeru Shalom. It's Yeru Shalem. This is what we stand for. And you bring an all different concept of life. So when you come, we have now, as brothers, because we can't get apart, we have to figure out what would be the essence of the relationship between us. And then the well-known Midrash that we are reading now, right up here, Bereshit Rabbah, אמר רבי אבאו, חזרנו על כל המקרא ולא מצאנו שלח יעקב אבינו אצל עשיו. Because we say here, I'm getting back to this source that we know from Vayishlach. יעקב says, יעבור נא אדוני לפני עבדו ואני את נעלה לאיתי לרגל המלאכה אשר לפני ולרגל ידים אשר יבוא אדוני סעירה. And חזל ask, and here we have it before us, יעקב says, we'll meet one day. What does it mean? Not that we stay as brothers so we don't get apart. What does it mean? And Chazal say, Efshar Yaakov haya merame? Never mind now the image of Yaakov and the whole concept of Ba'achicha Bermirma. We are not going to talk about it now. But I'll ask it in different words. What does it mean when Yaakov says, okay, wait a while, and we'll meet again. And Chazal ask, what does it mean, wait a while? What was Yaakov saying, actually? Surely, when he said, we are going to meet up, so he meant that we are going to meet in the future. But it's not just technically, physically. Okay, Esau, I've not seen you for 2,000 years. Good to see you, okay? You look the same. We're not talking about that. What does it mean to meet? Because we said, what did we say? Now, The thing is that we could never I want to meet, so I want to shake your hand. I'm not really technically to shake your hand or to hug you or to kiss you. Here, the inyan here is that we can't really meet. Our meeting, by definition, is when we meet. So even if we vayechabkeu vaynashkeu, it would never be equal. One of us stands for something, and the other one stands for something else. So we can be okay as brothers. That's what I tried to emphasize before. We can be okay, but it's not about being okay. It's about what's really going on here. What this meeting is all about. No, how would it look like? Okay, kids, who wants to act out the meeting between Yaakov and Esav? So do it according to the shita of Vayechabkeu. Oh, I've missed you. Okay, and then the other one says, okay, do it according to the shita that they'll hate each other. So they were hugging, but he was trying to... It's not just about how did it look like technically. There is a meaning behind this meeting. So Yaakov says, we'll meet. We'll meet up there in the future, okay? Ad asher avol anochi seira. One day we'll meet. But what's the nature of this meeting? And then the Midrash brings the very last pasuk of Ovadia. Ve'alu moshiim be'ar Tzion... לשפוט את הר עשיו והייתה לשם המלוכה. Quickly, what is the main word here in this פסוק? Shout out, please. What is the main word here? לשפוט, right? So if we say, thank you for cooperating, okay? And not saying the other word that may be also the main word here. But if we say lishpot, so what does it mean lishpot? Lishpot, we get a sense of, okay, you know, never mind now, okay, I'm with the kids now, with all the gang, okay. But you know, one day we'll meet again. Wait for me, okay? And then, you understand what I'm saying, okay? So lishpot would be a real tension, like getting into court, and to get, so that may be the way. If we're talking about a very harsh, we're talking about lishpot, nachon? So it seems to be, maybe, a very harsh, how to say, imut, tension and conflict. Yeah, this is a word, I think. So it's a very harsh conflict, and we'll get to that stage. Okay, never mind now, Esav, go now to Seir, in so many years, maybe 2,000, maybe 3, okay? We'll meet again, and then we'll figure out this conflict. I would win over you, maybe. This is the meaning. But already, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Tanya Namiachi lo yesarid leveit Esav. Because the pasuk says here in Ovadia, lo yesarid levet esav. So what is lo yesarid levet esav? In pasuk yudchet, in Ovadia. Okay? Ve'lo yesarid levet esav. Simply, what does it mean lo yesarid levet esav? No remains. Would perish at all, right? No, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, yachol lakol? Can it be that, meaning that esav would perish altogether? So now Esav is coming with his gang and Yaakov is coming with his family. Let's meet up in the future and then we'll have a very strong conflict and you know who is going to win. Okay? No. The Gemara says, Yachol lakol, Talmud amar debet Esav, be'ose ma'ase Esav. We are not talking about killing Esav, about getting rid of Esav. Like itamu chataim or itamu chotim that Buria told her husband Rabbi Meir. Same thing. Itamu חטאים לא איתם וחוטים. בעושה מעשה אסב. Now, that says two things. First of all, about אסב himself, I'm not interested because he's my brother. Can you imagine that even in 3,000 years ahead, I would want my brother to just to get disappeared? I would want him to change his ways. But even stronger, and I'm more embarrassed to say it, בעושה מעשה אסב can refer to, I don't want to say it, can refer to Minebech adopting, instead of holding Degel Yerushalayim, I am holding the Degel of Esav. Can you imagine? And the Gemara says, Velo yasarid ve'esav. Days will come and we will get rid of Ma'aseh Esav. How would we get rid of Ma'aseh Esav? By holding the flag of Yerushalayim, Degel Yerushalayim. That can be done either by having a very harsh conflict. This is also a valid and reasonable way to do it. I can get sometimes and hold Degel Yerushalayim and bang into those who hold Ma'aseh Esav. Interestingly, Rav Kook set up in the 20s a movement called Degel Yerushalayim. Because it says this Zionist movement, funny one, said, "We en lanu chelek b'elokei Israel. Have you gone mad? You, the children of Yerushalayim, you say?" So he said, "We are holding the Degel Yerushalayim." And by saying that, he wasn't nice. He got to speak to all those who was holding it. But the Degel, the Jews that were holding the Degel Esav, and sometimes he fought strongly and harshly against what they were doing, but never against them. Never against them. Manavshach, if Esav himself, I'm not interested to get rid of him, I'm trying to get rid of his Maasim, our brother and sister, that funny enough, maybe because we didn't hold high enough the Degel of Yerushalayim, they are now coming, and you look around and you see Jews that are holding the Degel of Esav, Meshigah, but I can blame them, but I mean, maybe I take some achayut, I say, maybe if I hold high enough the Degel of Yerushalayim, whatever it means, that would change it. Another way, in Avodah Zarah, just the next Amud, Vayomer la Shnei Goyim, it says Shnei Geim, both would be proud. We can sometimes also live very well together, like Rebbe and Antoninus. They had this very special kesher. This is another way. And we have, as you said before, we have Ovadiah. Ovadiah, we started with this question. What would Ovadiah speak about? Go home and ask, Ovadiah speaks about Edom. No, Edom. What? Edom, it's all about that. Ovadiah takes the very Degel Esav, Ovadiah, according to one of the Shitot, we are not going to read it inside, okay? But say, Ovadiah Ger Adomi. This very Ovadiah, he and no one else, Narga, Mineuvei, Avonezel Benarga, okay? If you want to chop down a whole forest, you will do it with, okay, holding an ox which is connected to wood, piece of wood. You want to deal with, sometimes the way for us to deal with, and you know, by the way, today you see, a lot of Chozrim B'Tshuva are the ones that know to tackle and really deal with these issues. We want to deal, so Ovadiah would be the one. We have this mission, I think, to do. When I must say, this is like, as far as, like Sefer Ovadiah. I'm thinking about Josh. Can get to the court, okay, to figure out the case, and let's have lishpot, okay? Let's talk through that. Also live together with the nicest possible way and to influence others, just by, I'm still holding this flag, you're holding another one, but let's go on well together. Or by even trying to get people like Ovadiah, that you convert all this, b'makom shereshaim gemurim, you take this Rasha Gamur Esav, but not him, the Ma'aseh Esav, and you convert it, you divert it to be part of our very way, because once, it will never be like that, okay? It will never be Amal'a Achareva. But if you want Esav to get, if we want to get rid of Esav, it's not by taking him to court, beating him up or anything. It's by holding highly and strongly, proudly and meaningfully, the Degel of Yerushalayim, Yerushalom, Yerushalem, Shlemut, Hishtalmut, all these ideas, by holding that, we can bring a very ultimate stage of Geula a step further. So it seems that this Ovadiah Edom, I'm not talking about Moab, all these things, but figuring out this tension that we have with Edom, getting deeply to the very, very, very essence of us as walking in the ways of Hashem. This is what we stand for, and if we hold it tight and we have our what it says here, והיה בית יעקב אש ובית יוסף להבה. If we have the fire and we have the flame and the chamimut and the light, the or the ash, mimele בית עשיו לקש, מימילה. This is a very big mission for us. שואל כבר.